नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भागवतम कैंटो सिक्स चैप्टर सिक्सटींथ किंग चित्रकेतु मीट्स द लॉर्ड टेक्स्ट नंबर 53 एंड 54। यथा सुषुप्त पुरुषो विश्वं पश्यति चात्मनि आत्मानं एकदेशस्थं मन्यते स्वप्न उत्थितः एवं जागरणादीनि जीवस्थानानि चात्मनः माया मात्राणि विज्ञाय तद्द्रष्टारं परं स्मरेत्। Session purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: when a person is in deep sleep, he dreams and sees in himself many other objects, such as great mountains and rivers, or perhaps even the entire universe, although they are far away. Sometimes, when one awakens from a dream, he sees that he is in human form, lying in his bed in one place. Then he sees himself in terms of various conditions, as belonging to a particular nationality, family, and so on. All the conditions of deep sleep, dreaming, and wakefulness are but energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should always remember the original creator of these conditions, the Supreme Lord, who is unaffected by them. Purport: none of these conditions of the living entities, namely deep sleep, dreaming, and wakefulness, is substantial. They are simply displays of various phases of conditional life. There may be many mountains, rivers, trees, bees, tigers, and snakes that are situated far away, but in a dream, one may imagine them to be nearby. Similarly, as one has subtle dreams at night, when the living entity is awake, he lives in gross dreams of nation, community, society, possessions, skyscrapers, bank balance, position and honor. Under the circumstances, one should know that his position is due to his contact with the material world. One is situated in different positions in various forms of life that are all but creations of the illusory energy, which works under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate actor, and the conditioned living entity should simply remember this original actor, Sri Krishna. As living entities, we are being carried away by the waves of Prakriti or nature, which works under Lord's direction. Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Bhakti Vinod Thakur sings, Miche Mayar Vashe Yachcho Beshe Khachcho Havudugu Bhai. Why are we being carried away by the waves of the illusory energy in various phases of dreaming and wakefulness? These are all creations of Maya. Our only duty is to remember the supreme director of this illusory energy, Krishna. For us to do this, the Shastra advises us, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Name Eva Kevalam. One should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The Supreme Lord is realized in three different phases as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. But Bhagavan is the ultimate realization. One who realizes Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, is the most perfect Mahatma. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samhatma Sudurlabha. In the human form of life, one should understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For then, one will understand everything else. Yasmin Vigyati Sarvam Evam Vigyatam Bhavati. According to this Vedic injunction, simply by understanding Krishna, one understands Brahman, Paramatma, Prakriti, the illusory energy, the spiritual energy and everything else. Everything will be revealed. Prakriti, the material nature, is working under the directions of the Supreme Lord, and we living entities are being carried away by various phases of Prakriti. For self-realization, one should always remember Krishna. As stated in the Padma Puran, Smartavya Satam Vishnu. We should always remember Lord Vishnu. Vismartavya na jatu chit. We should never forget the Lord. This is the perfection of life. So today's purport, Srila Prabhupada is basically speaking on dreams in the material world. I remember one time Radha Gopinath Ruh was asked one question that in the Bhagavad Gita we hear Krishna promising Yad Gatva Na Nivartante Tad Dhamam Paramamama. That means once a person goes back to the spiritual world, he never comes back. So the devotee who was asking this question, he was asking that how is Krishna guaranteeing on our behalf that we will never come again? And if that is so, then are we also having our free will in the spiritual world? Because if free will is there, then anything can happen. So this is always a question which everyone thinks about, that once we go, we'll come back again here or what. So he very nicely answered this question. He said that in the night sometimes we see a very horrifying dream. And when we wake up, we are happy that it was a dream, not a reality. Now, does anyone even think, what to speak of desiring, that the next night again the same dream should come? It never feels like that because it's a horrifying dream. In fact, he prays the dream should not come again. People don't want to see the same dream, the same horrifying dream again. People do so many things to avoid a bad dream. We all have experiences in our life, in childhood or even at current stages, that how if there is a fear gripping us in our mind in the night time because of a dream, then we try to avoid the situation. We try to keep the mind away from the thoughts of the dream. In fact, sometimes people change their position of the place of their sleep also. Maybe because I'm sleeping that place, so dreams are coming. So let me change some other place. People are not eager to have horrifying dreams. I remember when I was a small child, when I would get a bad dream, my mother would keep a knife under my pillow to avoid bad dreams. There's so many things to avoid a bad dream. No one is encouraging, no one is wanting to have a bad dream. People, small children, they want to avoid bad dreams, so they sleep next to their parents. They hold their parents' hand and they sleep. Just so that in the night, nightmare should not happen. Or what to speak of children, even adults. Sometimes there's a fear. I have seen people, they keep the lights on of the room so that they will sleep and the light is on, everything is clear. So we see people want to avoid seeing a horrifying dream. People are not eager. Similarly, Prabhuji was mentioning that when we go back to the spiritual world, we realize that we have seen a horrifying dream in the material world. This whole 84 lakh species of life, cycle of birth and death we went through was a horrifying dream. No spirit soul wants to see the dream again. So that is the reason why Krishna guarantees us on our behalf that once we go there, we never want to come back again. So Srila Prabhupada in today's purport is speaking about two kinds of dream, the night dream and the day dream. And then he speaks about how to come out of these dreams. So we see this material world is compared to a dream place, because everywhere something is projected where people want their dreams to come true. Movies project dream partners. The billboards, if you see, your dreams will come true if you buy this product. The construction company will project on the billboards, your dream home is here. So everything, your dream job, job consultant cell, you take this job, you get a dream job, the job which you wanted. So dreams come true. There is a saying like this. But the reason there is, it is a saying, because dream come true is an event which is not a normal occurrence. It rarely happens. Dreams coming true. In fact, we experience that among the night dreams, there are two types of dreams we have in the night. One is beautiful dream in the night, another is a horrifying dream. So beautiful dreams give us happiness, and horrifying dreams give us distress, fear. When you see beautiful dreams in the night, when we wake up, we are sorry to wake up because the dream was so good. Why we are sorry to wake up? We want to sleep more. Why? Because the reality is not as sweet as the dream which we saw, the beautiful dream. The reality is something else. Sometimes, most of the time, it is harsh. The dream is better. Therefore, people want to sleep. This is something people always want to appreciate, want to have, to sleep more. So that when a person sleeps, maybe he can get a beautiful dream. Or at least he'll forget the reality of his life. Therefore, people are shocked when they hear that spiritual life means minimize your sleeping. They're shocked. Only 6 hours sleeping? In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sankirtan movement, when he was in Navadvip, he told his devotees, why should we sleep in the night? That's how Kirtan. Because the reality was better, association of Lord and Sankirtan movement. So therefore, people want to sleep, what to speak of having a beautiful dream? Just sleep so that they avoid knowing or exactly the remembering the reality of life. In fact, people who undergo a lot of mental problems, mental disease, doctors give them various medicines, anti-stressors, tranquilizers. And what are basically these medicines? They are nothing but sleep-inducing medicines. You sleep more and more so that you forget the reality, that you are stressed. So we see that beautiful dreams give us happiness. But this happiness is also imaginary. As soon as you wake up, the happiness is gone away. So these are night dreams, beautiful dreams. Similarly, horrifying dreams, we discussed that how horrifying dreams give distress or fear to us. I was reading a conversation of Srila Prabhupada with one psychiatrist where he speaks about dreams. This was a psychiatrist, Dr. Christian Hauser. And Srila Prabhupada was talking with him. Prabhupada was initially introduced to the psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist was appreciating one of the devotees who had joined Srila Prabhupada, who initially was well known to him, and how that his life was ruthless before, but now his life got a meaning because he had joined the Hare Krishna movement. So Prabhupada thanked him, and Prabhupada, because he was a psychiatrist, Prabhupada started speaking in his language. So Prabhupada says, when is a person called mad? When he forgets who is he. And such a person has to be treated. And when he's cured, the symptom of being cured is that he understands that I am such and such. He comes to reality. Till that time, that person is called a madman. And Prabhupada says, similarly, we have all forgotten that we are spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna. And Prabhupada therefore said, we are therefore all mad. And Prabhupada asks, what do you think, Mr. Psychiatrist? You know very well, every man in this material world is more or less a madman, isn't he? The psychiatrist nodded his head, he agreed, because he had good experience in his clinic. In fact, one devotee was mentioning a statistic that in USA, 1 out of 3 people, they have compulsory go to a psychiatrist. And it's coming in India also now. The psychiatric business is booming. So, mental problems are rampant. So in his own language, he agreed with Prabhupada, and in his own language, he said, yes, yes, everyone has a germ within himself. A germ. He called it a germ. Prabhupada called it forgetting of Krishna, but he called it in a technical language a germ, a virus within himself. So Prabhupada immediately said, yes. And Prabhupada quoted a Bengali saying that पिशाची पौले जन मति छन्न होय मायार ग्रस्त जीवेर से दशा उपजय. दैट मीन्स पिशाची पौले जन वन इज हॉन्टेड बाय घोस्ट मति छन्न होय ही बिहेव्स लाइक अ मैडमैन. And Prabhupada says, similarly, one who is haunted by illusory energy, he also behaves like a madman. A psychiatrist added, yes, a person who is psychosis, he feels that some foreign power is taking over him. And Prabhupada says, yes, that foreign power is Maya. And that illusion makes him think that I am man, I am woman, I am Hindu, I am Christian. And then Prabhupada gave an example of a night dream. Just like in night dream, people may see so many things which has nothing to do with their current life. But when they awake, then they recognize the reality. They forget the night dream. But Prabhupada says, unfortunately, when we awake from night dream, we enter into daydream, Prabhupada said. And at night we forget the daydream, and daydream we forget the night dream. So just like we saw that how a night dream, the happiness pursued is imaginary as long as we are there in a dream. But as soon as we come to reality, we come to know that was a dream, a happy dream, a sweet dream. Similarly, in daydreaming or our present existence, we are also imagining happiness. People make plans to get happiness and people conceive ideas. It is mentioned that while making plans for sense enjoyment, there is happiness. And when a sense object is about to come, there is happiness. But once it comes, the reality is different. Because the way we plan, the sense object will come and we'll enjoy, it never happens like that. The reality is completely different. Just like someone may gamble, and it may be his dream that one day he will win the lottery ticket. And every time he's taking a lottery ticket, he's planning. Maybe I'll get some bonanza here. And in this way, I'll plan like this. I'll get the prize money, and then I'll plan this way, and I'll be happy. What if suddenly he gets the lottery ticket? He wins it. It's dream come true. It never happens. If it happens, if everyone starts winning lottery ticket, then lottery people will stop their business. Because they're having good business, therefore they're ensuing, and then once in a while someone wins a lottery. So this person wins a lottery and he becomes so happy. Immediately his neighbor comes, congratulate him. So he gets happiness by the congratulation, by the fame he gets. And then he plans, as soon as I get this 1 crore rupees, then I will do this. The money has not yet come, but is already planning. And that planning is giving happiness. But when the money comes, he realizes it's something different. Because the reality is that 1 crore is a bonus price. But when it comes after the heavy taxation, the money is less. So the first reality is that actual money doesn't come. And many times, it is always seen that a person who wins a lottery prize, a huge lottery prize, he doesn't remain rich for a long time. Many times he comes to his own state after some time. He squanders his money. In fact, if you are very fortunate, after winning a huge prize, if you are fortunate, you will not receive a phone call. Many times people receive phone calls. What phone calls? Just like there was a famous serial in the TV which made the winner the richer by 1 crore rupee. But there was a event which was always occurring. Anyone who won that 1 crore rupee on as a TV prize, as a prize from the serial, immediately would get a phone call from a mafia. Oh, you received 1 crore rupees, kindly send this amount of lakh rupees to me. So we find that the reality is something and we imagine something. So it's imaginary happiness. The happiness is only in the planning stage and you see the objects coming. But when you start enjoying, it's a different experience. It happens everywhere. It happens in family life also. Person dreams to have a dream home or a dream partner. What happens? When it's planning stage, when it's coming, happiness is there. But after that, it is just tolerance. The home is never a dream home. Like that. So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport here that, actually, Srila Prabhupada says to psychiatrists that, just like if some person considers his dream to be reality, then you treat him. You are a psychiatrist. You treat him when he considers his dream to be reality. And Prabhupada says, similarly, when people consider their daydream to be reality, we Hare Krishnas treat him. We in the Krishna Conscious Movement treat him and wake him from his dream. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur says very nicely in this particular song here, that how a person is sleeping in the waves of illusory energy, in the lap of Maya, and then he is thinking that he is enjoying. And Srila Prabhupada says that one has to awaken from this dream. And how one can be awakened from this dream? By sound vibration. And Prabhupada mentions that if one has to awaken from the dream state, the daydream, which we are living for a long time, a long daydream, then the sound vibration of the Hare Rama Kirtan, the Hare Krishna Mantra, awakens up. Now we analyze the dreams again. We see dreams, most of the time dreams are nothing but phantasmagoria ideas. Different kinds of events, they are not normal things, always abnormal, some things which never happens. Why? Because the mind from which the dreams are generated, they are full of various kinds of desires which we have for so many lifetimes and various kinds of impressions and images. And all of this combinates and they come in the form of a dream. Prabhupada said that sometimes we see that in a dream we are flying. Why? Because we may have had a previous experience. Maybe we were a demigod, so we used to fly. Or maybe we were astronauts, so we were flying. Or maybe we were birds. So because we had a previous experience, that impression is there. So immediately in this life, we see that we are flying. Sometimes we see golden mountain. So we see gold and then we see a mountain. Then it combinates and we see a golden mountain. So in this way, it comes up. That combination takes place and dream comes up. Just like Prabhupada gave an example that a stagnant water undergoes fermentation in the depth of the water, but it is not seen. But suddenly one bubble comes out. Similarly, underneath in the mind, there are so many desires, there are so many impressions we are not aware of. But one desire, one impression combinates, comes out in the form of a desire or a dream. Prabhupada also says some dreams may also hint of your future body. Like Prabhupada gives example of in the Krishna book, when Kamsa was very much afraid of Krishna, he used to get regularly dreams. And dreams were very horrifying dreams for him. So one time Kamsa saw a horrifying dream. And he saw that many different kinds of ghosts were being carried on a carrier of donkeys. And then he saw himself completely naked, wearing a flower garland. And then he also saw that he was applying all over his body. And he horrified, he woke up and then he came to know that this was an indication of a violent death which he is about to face. So here, there was a hint for him of his future, of things going to happen. So Prabhupada says, sometimes a devotee may also get a hint or may get a dream of future body. Why? Because as a devotee of Krishna, by undergoing the devotional process, one is coming over the cycle of birth and death. So one has to completely break open a cycle, all that heavy karma which is there, it has to come out. And then only one can go back to spiritual world. So Krishna is doing this for devotees. He's breaking, he's removing everything, clearing all the account for us. But Krishna might give us a future karma in a small token amount in the form of a dream. So supposedly we are supposed to have a body in future, but that because we are not supposed to take a future body now, we will be qualified to go back to Godhead. Krishna is promising us we will go back to Godhead. So what Krishna will give a small token in form of the same future body in form of a dream. So dream will come and that small thing will be taken away by dream. So in this way, dreams are of different types. Whatever it may be, one thing about a dream is, when someone is dreaming in the night, when he's actually dreaming, he feels it is true, even though it's false. So therefore, when a person is dreaming in the night, he can be awakened. But what about a person who is daydreaming? Something which is false and is thinking that is the reality. How he can be awakened? It's a difficult job. If someone is sleeping, you can wake him up. But someone is pretending to sleep, it's very difficult to wake him up. So daydreaming is something which is very difficult. If someone is dreaming in the night, so wake him through some sound vibration, you can keep an alarm clock. But someone is daydreaming, to wake him up, because the illusion is so thick, the sound also required is special sound. Just like sometimes some person is very much addicted to deep sleep. So normal alarm clocks don't matter him so much. Some devotees wake up by the wristwatch alarm clock. But some devotees cannot, so they keep an alarm clock. There are some devotees who cannot wake up by an alarm clock also, small alarm clock. So they have a big alarm clock, which really sounds, you know, and they wake up. Of course, then everyone wakes up along with them because of that alarm clock. But because the sleep is so deep, so therefore special sound is required. Similarly, when we are daydreaming, we also require special sound. And that sound, as mentioned in the purport, is a spiritual sound. And that is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But this Mahamantra, if you want to get this Mahamantra is only available through the agency of a pure self-realized soul. Another example of night dream. Sometimes a person may be dreaming in the night. And while dreaming, that person will be murmuring, speaking, throwing his legs, hands. His dream is fully into action. Now such a person, when he's dreaming in such a way, bad dream, he's fully undergoing all actionful events in his dream. The neighboring person wakes him up. What happened? Are you okay? Then he comes into reality. Similarly, this daydream is so appearing real for us that we also require someone to wake us. But we can be woken up only by those persons who are themselves awakened, not by people who are sleeping. So therefore, when you call this world as a dream, this statement is not a new statement. It is a popular statement. Even the outside world also say, ये सब सपनों की दुनिया है, सपनों का खेल है, it's all dream world. But the conclusion is different from the self-realized acharyas. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the person who is demoniac, he also says this world is false. So Prabhupada says in purport, demonic people say this world is a dream, but then they try to expertly enjoy this dream. So therefore we need a self-realized person who can give us this process, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by which we can remember constantly. So Prabhupada says in purport that if one has to come out of this dream, one has to constantly remember Lord Krishna's holy names, constantly chant, and then only he can be awakened. So when a devotee follows this process, what happens? He's coming out of this dream stage. So even though he is living in this dream world, he is not in a dream. Jivan muktasa uchyate. That means while living in the dream world, he is awake. He is coming out of it. And therefore such a devotee is not affected by any kind of dualities. He is composed within. Srila Prabhupada gives very nice examples. The first example Srila Prabhupada gives of a devotee coming out of dream in the material world, living in a dream state, in a dream world. Prabhupada gives example of Yadus. The Yadavas, they were all devotees of Krishna. So they were living in the Dwarka. And Dwarka, while living in Dwarka, so many things were happening in Dwarka. Because Krishna was there. So many kinds of events were happening. Distressful, happy. But the Yadavas, they were completely self-realized. So therefore they were not disturbed by any events. Why? Because they were awakened. And they were not afraid. Srila Prabhupada says, a famous example Srila Prabhupada gives, when a devotee is practicing devotional service, it may externally look that a devotee is affected by dualities of material world. It may externally look that he is caught up in a situation where things are happening wrong in life. But such a devotee, because of his firm understanding of Krishna consciousness and because of his practicing the holy name, chanting of the holy name, he is not internally disturbed. Devotee remains fixed. Prabhupada calls this event as someone switching off the fan. When someone switches off the fan, what happens? The fan rotates for some time, but eventually the fan stops rotating. Similarly, it may look like in a devotee's life, he is undergoing some turmoil, he is experiencing some emotions, but internally the devotee is composed. So in this way, we can see that how the only way of anyone coming out of this dream state, whether it's a night dream or a daydream, is to engage ourselves in vibrating or hearing sound vibrations. And especially in daydreams, it has to come through a self-realized soul. Now, the most amazing thing is that we practice Krishna consciousness and then we come to a very purified state, so that we avoid daydreams and night dreams. But an amazing reality is that when we awaken from our daydream and night dream, we get spiritual dreams also. So there is a phenomenon called as spiritual dreams, wherein Krishna or his incarnation or Krishna's devotees, they give instructions to pure devotees. So it's like an illusion. So Krishna, who is real, he enters into illusory state and awakens reality in the illusory state. So Krishna comes in the form of a dream and enthuses a devotee. There are so many examples. With the example of famous Shripad Madhavendra Puri, he got a dream. Shripad Madhavendra Puri would never take rest. But because Krishna wanted to come in his dream, that time he had a small nap. So Krishna came in his dream and told him, oh, I am there in the form of Gopal deity near Govardhan. So please remove me from there and establish and worship me. So many dreams, 2-3 dreams he got of Lord Gopal. So Krishna coming in the dream. Similarly, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he also got a dream. Of course, his dream was a realized dream. When he got up from that dream of Lord Jagannath beating him, he saw that his cheeks were swollen. The dream was a reality. Similarly, a pure devotee may also get a dream of his guru. Actually, Prabhupada received dream from his spiritual master. 2 times Prabhupada received dreams from his spiritual master, telling him to take sannyas. So Prabhupada says, in 1948, first time I saw Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati coming in my dream and telling me, take sannyas. And I felt that time is not right now. I was not ready. In 1958, again, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati came in Prabhupada's dream and told him, you should take sannyas. And this time the message was very strong. And Prabhupada felt that he should take sannyas. In 1959, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. Today is the return of Jagannath Rath Yatra. We have so many famous pastimes of Lord Jagannath coming in dream of his devotees. The famous prasadam of Jagannath temple is khaja. That has also come because Jagannath came in dream of a Muslim fellow and gave him the recipe that you make this khaja. So that's also a dream. Jagannath coming in dream and giving him the recipe. And there are so many devotees of Lord Jagannath where Lord Jagannath came in dream and either saved them or gave them blessings or gave them benedictions. So these are pure devotees' dream. What about our dreams? Sometimes in sadhana stage, we also get spiritual dreams. Well, in those times, many times we see that there are no instructions imparted, but definitely it's an auspicious sign. We see guru, we see devotees coming in our dream. It's a nice sign that such auspicious dreams are coming in our life and purifying us. Our state can be compared at this stage when such dreams which are not fully spiritualized, where instructions are received from Krishna or devotees, to a state where we are neither in dreaming state nor fully awake. Especially this happens in the morning time when we are about to wake up. Someone is waking us up, or we know that now we have to wake up, the alarm is ringing, the time has come to wake up. But because we have seen a dream, we want to continue some more time to complete that dream. So in sadhana stage, our life is like we are about to wake up, but still, that since the dream is already not completed, we want to complete it. But we know we should get up now, it's time for Mangala Arati. We should wake up. So eventually what happens, that when we continue our process of Krishna consciousness, then eventually we fully wake up to the reality of life. And while staying in this dream world, we can fully awake and finally go to the spiritual world, which is our awakened state. So in the end, we will give a synopsis of what we covered today. We saw that how Lord Krishna says that Yad gatva na nivartante tadhamam paramamama. So as Prabhuji was mentioning, Radha Gopinath, through that, when we see a horrifying dream, we don't want it to come again. Similarly, this material existence is kind of a horrifying dream for all of us. We don't want to realize it. And also, there are two kinds of night dreams which we have: happiness dreams, beautiful dreams, and horrifying dreams. If people want to see beautiful dreams, when a dream comes, someone wakes him up, he wants to sleep more. In fact, people want to sleep more because they want to forget the reality. So Prabhupada's conversation, we discussed about how we have two kinds of dream. We come out of the night dream to enter the daydream, and we come out of the daydream to enter the night dream. So we have to awaken from both the dreams. And the process of awakening is, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur suggests here, that we should remember Lord constantly. And we also saw that how dreams are phantasmagory ideas, combination of various thoughts and images and impressions. And just like when you are dreaming or when we are asleep, then through sound we awaken. Similarly, if we want to be awakened from our daydream, then it is possible only through sound vibration. But the sound has to be received through a person who is self-realized, who also is awakened. In this way, one can be awakened from his dream and come to reality. And then in the last year, we discussed that how beyond daydream and night dream, there is also called a spiritual dream, where a person gets instructions from Lord Krishna or his incarnations or from the pure representatives, pure devotees. And in neophyte condition of life, we may also get spiritual dreams which may not be imparting instructions to us, but may be auspicious one. Because we are in a state of interim where we are neither fully awake, we know we have to get up, we realize that, but still that dream is there, we want to see that little dream and then get up. So the process is continuing chanting Hare Krishna as Prabhupada suggests, and by constantly remembering Krishna's holy name, we can come out of this state of dream. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Any questions? We'll end here. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.